This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 350. Some people just aren't people. Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalus.
And we are back recording together again. Wouldn't you?
We got
see,
the family back together
damn
again.
Damn it, we're singing again already. And we just came out of the singing clip show. And we're singing again. But I can't help it because I'm so happy because my sister's back from out of the country. I'm not by myself anymore. And it's like awesome that, because I missed you.
I missed you too. And I missed you, internet, because I did not have you.
You had no internet. Like, you had, like, less than no internet.
I had, like, 1% internet at all times.
And you're the one who was always like, oh, I can survive without the grid. I don't have to be on it all the time.
And honestly, now that I've had this experience, I know for a fact that the first day, I'm like, fuck everybody. By, like, the third day, I'm like, okay, I could do without internet.
You go through five stages.
And
of
not even five, it's three. First stage, fuck you. Second stage, okay, I think I can do this. Third stage, no, I really can't. Thank God we're back in the States.
So the first stage is fuck you. The second stage is
it's denial. Fuck you. I don't need the internet.
Right.
Fuck everybody. I don't want to have fun. I don't want to drink tequila. And then third day, I'm like, I've had several tequilas. And you know what? I don't need to be on Twitter. Hashtag, I don't need you. And then step three, back in U.S. Oh my God, guys, I can tweet at everybody. And I can be on Facebook. And hey, look, I'm here. And this is me eating chicken. Woo!
Where did all the memes go? Where are the memes
I literally
at?
Was worried. I told my traveling mates on the third day, I'm like, guys, there's probably a new meme and we don't know what it is. And they were like, you are a nerd. And I'm like,
You don't understand. There are memes going on right now and we're not a part of them.
We are not running them into the ground and bludgeoning them.
Well, I mean, you know, you had Carlos Danger just as you left. You have the best tampon commercial ever that you missed. We'll link to it. Hello Flow, that's good stuff. You're not a sponsor, but if you wanted to be, I would be okay with that because your commercials are bitching. You know, Beyonce chopped off all her freaking hair, and
bow down, bitches.
A couple other people decided that they were going to be heinous and be all molesty. Oh, by the way, they were politicians. Surprise. As far as new memes, you know, not really. Vine
and Amanda
are getting
Bynes
better.
Still going crazy.
Amanda Bynes is still going nuts. Vine is still blowing up, and people are doing some really crafty, crazy stuff on there. Lots of people dropping that thun, you know. So that went down, and you know, Facebook did another update of some bullshit, you know, because they do that. So there was that while you were gone. I was pretty much like,
so it's kind of like the week that I was away. It was kind of like
they did announce the new doctor.
We didn't miss much.
No, but they did announce a new doctor while you were gone. So.
What?
Yeah. The
Who is
doctors
it?
Been
Who is
announced.
It?
What's his name? Kavali something. He's an older dude.
That doesn't help me.
He's an older dude. You can look it up. I mean, I didn't know we were going to talk about this, so I didn't.
Oh my God, why do I not know who this is?
Yeah, they announced the 12th Doctor.
Oh my God.
You were supposed to be a Whovian. I thought that would be.
I was in Paradiso.
I don't care. There are other Whovians that were in Paradiso,
yeah,
and they still came back.
And maybe
like,
they were made full of mad money and didn't mind spending $80 for 3 hours.
No, I'm just
on
saying.
The villas.
You came back. You've been home now
for
multiple days.
I didn't even know it got
out.
Figure that shit out.
And
I
you
have to know.
Did not go.
The show is stopping until we figure out.
No, I'm just
look it up right now.
Look, dude, I'm just saying.
Nope,
like,
now.
This is not my responsibility. You're the Whovian.
This is what you're doing, and this is what I'm asking you to do. And I'm making the motion of typing things up in your phone to tell me who the next doctor is.
I'm just saying, you should have looked this
and
up.
Technically,
like,
it wouldn't be the
12th
doctor, it would be the 13th.
No, the 12th doctor
is it?
Peter Capaldi.
Let me look.
Hold on.
Give me a picture.
Look, I'm working on this, okay? This should have been
your doctor because they said that they'd only have 12 reincarnations ever.
Correct. So, you know, fucking deal. Like, relax your shit.
Picks or he's not real.
No, he's real. He's real. And he looks like that. That's what he looks like. That's your 12th doctor. Peter Capaldi.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I will let that permeate in my cerebellum for the rest of the show. Can now continue.
Let that permeate?
In my really? Cerebral cortex. In my thalamus.
In your hyperthalamus?
There too. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Alright.
Really wish it would have been Helen Mirren, but you know, can't
win
them all.
Look, Helen Mirren can't be in everything.
I know.
I mean, I wish that she could.
Well, I mean, I'd love for what could happen in this season with the 12th Doctor.
Now, the thing about Peter is he's Scottish, so, you know.
That's okay, so is Captain Jack Harkness.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm hoping that, you know, like, they allow his accent to come through, because that would be awesome.
Oh my god,
because it was, like,
yes.
Straight up British, which would be cool. Let me see, I'm trying to find out stuff that he's been in. I'd love for his doctor in World War Z.
Oh, I didn't see that movie. Read the book.
Yeah. He's gonna be in the movie Maleficent next year.
Is that a take on the?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. Again, this is not my topic, so I didn't. I was just mentioning because I thought you would have been like all.
It would have been the first thing I said after we introduced ourselves.
I'm just saying. I thought.
And you know what? We don't have to. I got my satisfaction by knowing who the 12th Doctor is going to be.
I know, but
I don't need to know his backstory. I can do my own research after the show.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But thank you, everybody, for allowing me to have my moment of what. But anyway.
Okay.
Yes, I'm back from Paradiso. I had no internet. I'm glad to be back. I'm going to be probably very careful with my levels today, only because I'm fighting voice loss.
Is that what you're calling it?
Because there was a lot of woo and a lot of drinking.
Yeah, no, what she is
and a
trying
lot of
to
loud
recover
talking.
From is the week-long hangover, because all week long you just kept drinking.
Literally
in
day
order.
One, tequila shots. And pina coladas. Day two was tequilas and margaritas. Day three was one Pepsi and four margaritas. Then that Thursday was just all day tequila. Then Friday, I think I slept. Saturday was breakfast tequila. And tamales. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Mm-hmm. My trip home consisted of no drinking, because you can't be drunk on a plane.
They prefer for you to not be drunk on a plane.
If you're
going
to get drunk on a plane, they want you to buy it via your credit card for the whole
flight. When you're on the plane.
Yeah.
As opposed to being drunk and then attempting to get
on
the
plane. So needless to say, I'm trying to get over that, so my levels are probably pretty low today.
Basically, what Panda's saying is she's still hungover from her week-long trip to Cabo San Lucas.
I'm tired.
Well, guess what?
I should take
get
a nap.
Lay
and
over
fire,
it.
And then fire the missiles.
Get lay over it.
I'll lay over a couch.
No, you
for
won't.
For a
you
lay
won't.
Nap.
No, you won't. Nope. Nope.
Lay siesta.
Nope. Alright, so let's talk about some nerdy stuff, because, yes, while you were gone, some good things.
While I was gone. Wow, see?
See, you
music.
Can't stop singing. Can't
I
do
can't.
It.
I can't. You even got when the I music. Don't have a voice, I do it.
You got the music in you.
Yes, I do. I had to fight that one.
Yeah, but you can't fight that feeling anymore. All fucking podcast long, I'm gonna set you up. I just want you to know that. Just be prepared. The entire fucking show. It's gonna happen. You just be like, ow!
Anyway.
So, nerdy stuff. One, Geek Week. It happened that you were gone.
Man!
Yeah, you missed Geek Week, so there was that. There were some really nice nerdy things going on. You know. I got some nice gifts from people at work, because they know that I'm the resident geek. So, somebody gave me a Wolverine and Storm Pez dispenser with Pez. So that was really nice. I got some buttons. They're video game buttons. One just says, more pew pew.
Less
pew pew? Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then there's another button that says, less QQ. So they're a pair.
Oh.
And they're like, I don't know what it means, but I saw it at ThinkGeek, so I thought you would like it. I was like, yeah, I like
it. Pew pew is the shooting of your gun, and QQ are crazy bitches who don't know how to do their job, and they cry and complain all the time. So quit your bitching and play the fucking game. That's essentially what those buttons
are. Yes, I know what they mean.
I know, but for those of you out there who don't know.
Like my coworkers, it was really nice that they gave me those, so that was cute. And I got some candy that was like Mario coins. I think they got them from Toys R Us. So it was very nice that my people at work were like appreciative of my nerdiness and stuff, which was cool. You know, watch some YouTubes, because there's no better way to celebrate Geek Week than to check out some of the best geeks upon the web do their thing. So that was cool. But, for me, I think the most interesting thing last week, was all the speculation that's just been, like, dropping all over the place about the next iPhone and what Apple's working on. So, quick disclaimer before we get real deep into it, I own Apple stock.
I don't.
You don't, but I do. And I have previously worked for Apple. Yes, I am a fangirl because I love the majority of their products. But I just want to put that out there because I like putting it out there to be, you know, all above board. Because we are about nothing if not transparency.
I like to see right through you. Damn it. This is not going to be a good show for me.
So, anyway, all kinds of rumors all over the place. There are photos that people say are backplates for the new phone. There's a rumor going around that they're going to have a version of the phone for developing markets that's basically going to be next to free, if not free, and somehow going to be plastic. You know, I don't know if that's going to work or not, because I know sometimes when I get, like, into hot and heavy, like, data stream sets, that my phone gets really hot. And so I don't know if a rubber or a plastic phone with as warm as that sucker gets is a good idea. But I think it would be cool if they did.
Melt, man, with the power to melt.
But, like, analysts are all over the place on different things that they're going to put in the phone, not put in the phone. Is it going to have a bigger screen? Not going to have a bigger screen. Personally, here's my wish list for the next iPhone. One, I want a bigger fucking screen. And by bigger screen, I don't mean taller.
You mean wider?
I want a wider screen. I don't need this thing to be half a foot long.
Do you want your phone to have dangerous curves?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It could be sexy. But, no, I just want my phone to have a wider screen, especially because there are so many really good games coming out for mobile. You know, I'm not saying that I want it as wide as an iPad mini, but if you could bridge the gap between the phone wideness right now and the iPhone mini, you know, I'm thinking that a 5-inch diagonal.
5-inch diagonal.
Wouldn't it suck? I mean, when you think about it, I play more games mobily on my iPhone than I do on my 3DS.
Okay.
Okay. And the dual screen on the 3DS really doesn't do it for me. But, there are some games that I end up putting up on my iPad simply because they just don't make sense to play on my iPhone because the screen is smaller, even though I have better power on my iPhone because my iPhone's a newer model than my iPad. You know, like Infinity Blade. I stopped playing it because I have more power on my phone than I do my current iPad, but I have the larger screen on my iPad. And so I eventually put it over there to play it, and I just got bored with it because it was, you know, kind of chunking along and all that kind of stuff because I don't have the current model iPad.
Right.
And so there are a few games that I actually stay away from that I would play mobily if I had more power on my phone. Because I'm transitioning right now the iPad that I have. I am getting ready to move almost all of my applications and stuff off of it and make it specifically just a music library so I can use it with my iDJ Pro.
Of course.
And so I'm really excited about what Apple's announcement is going to be, because typically they do their music event in October. Right now it looks like they've moved an event up and they're going to be having a special event early on in September. I think it's around September 10th.
Okay.
Which is right after Back to School, which is typically when Apple does their music event, which is where they announce whatever they're doing with new iPods, iPhones, and iPads, as well as being tied into iTunes, and which is why it was their music event. But now it seems to become their digital hub event with the iPad, the iPhone, and iTunes. So it'll be very interesting to see what Tim Cook and team have in store on the 10th. We know we're going to see a new phone. We know we're going to see new iPad models because Apple is a hardware as well as software company, but particularly hardware. So it is time for them to rev the iPad mini line, which a lot of the rumors going around are that it will get a Retina display, which doesn't surprise me because right now it's the only iDevice that doesn't have a Retina screen availability. And I know that Apple's been working really hard with their manufacturers to crank out more Retina screens, and it does make a stunning-looking visual when you have a Retina screen. I'm not necessarily sold into a device just because of the Retina screen. It's a nice-to-have, but I don't have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really see the difference between my husband's device that has a Retina screen and my device, which doesn't, for most of the things that I use on it. So that's not a selling point for me, but really what I want a phone with a wider screen, because I'm really getting tired of these Samsung people flaunting their freaking wide ass phones in my face, and I'm going, man, you know, that'd give me another row across, that'd be, you know, great for playing some of the racing games on, and could get a good grip on it, and I probably wouldn't drop it as much.
Man, like, I drop my phone all the time.
No, you drop my phone all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I drop her phone all the time.
You know, so those
I
are
throw kind it of, on the ground.
Yeah, you need to stop that shit.
I don't mean to. I seriously don't.
So those are things that I'd look for in the phone. And then obviously, you know, more power and better battery life if they can pull those off. Those would be great for me. I'm more excited, really, and honestly, not necessarily about the phone and the new iPad, but I'm more excited to hear some more about iOS and the car, which is one of the things that Apple hinted at their Worldwide Developer Conference. Are you familiar with this, Panda?
No, of course not.
No, so let me hook you up.
Okay.
So iOS in the car, as you know, there are different ways that you can connect your iPad,
like
iPhone.
Bluetooth.
Yes, to your car. And some cars have Bluetooth that allow you to stream audio through it.
So yeah, you like your car.
Well, my previous car. My current car doesn't.
Oh.
So there are some Bluetooth specs that support A2DP, which is basically the streaming of audio, not just voice, over Bluetooth. And that's how you can stream your Spotify, Pandora, any audio app over Bluetooth into your car.
Oh my god, it could be like Apple TV, but
correct.
For your car.
Right. Okay.
Holy shit.
If you
dude.
Have that Bluetooth spec in your car, if you have the older Bluetooth spec, which is just for voice, all you can do is take calls. You can't stream audio.
Oh my god.
Okay.
But with this new one, you could like stream videos to like your TVs in your car if you have like a van.
Can I finish talking?
Sorry.
Okay. So, Bluetooth streaming, again, typically just for audio. So that's what you can do your Spotify, your Pandoras, and stream those things. Not so much for video. Because there's a lot of data that you're moving across with video, and Bluetooth really wasn't designed to move that kind of data.
Data beast.
That you would still have to do Wi-Fi in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't set up in your car, if you wanted to be, you know, that badass, a Wi-Fi network that was just for streaming something from within your car, so not necessarily getting out on the internet, but streaming.
Like making your car its own internet hub.
Basically. So you could put
Eureka.
A Wi-Fi antenna in your car and stream via AirPlay from a iPad or whatever to screens that you mounted in your car. You could absolutely do that. I don't know why you would want to do that necessarily, but you could. Okay.
I mean, when you roll it in dough, what else do you do with it? If you don't use it, you get taxed for it.
Anyway, moving right along.
Just listen to my tips.
Anyway, listening to Panda Exhibit over there, who's going to pimp out your ride. Because she heard that you like AirPlay.
I heard AirPlay, so...
I put some Apple TV devices in your car so you could...
I just duct taped some Apple TVs to your dashboard. They don't work yet. It's a prototype.
And that's why Pandalicious did not get her Pimp Your Ride pilot off the ground.
Nope.
I was just duct taping Apple TVs to everything. I thought it would work.
You want fans? I'll give you fans. Paper fans. Duct tape to your car. They're not going to keep you cool, but you want a fans. You want a fan in the ceiling? I'll put a fan. I don't know how to wire it, so it's never going to work.
And I just duct taped it to the roof of my car. It might fall.
I hot glued it. It may not stay there.
It's probably not going to stay.
It's bedazzled as fuck, though. It's bedazzled as all get out.
It's, and if you go like this,
and it says hot ride, HAWTRYDE.
Now, of course, she wrote it in Sharpie, but you know.
And then I bedazzled it with sprinkles, glitter.
All right. So anyway,
Swarovski crystals.
After Pandalicious pimps her ride, back to iOS in the car. So what Apple announced was working on creating a direct connection for iOS devices in your cars. Because right now there's a bunch of aftermarket things. You can have, for instance, USB power ports put in that can be wired to your car so that you can play music through your iDevice to your radio, basically turning your car into a big moving dock, which is what my car currently does. But what iOS in the car is designed to do is to work with the touchscreen that is in your car, or
if you have one,
or one that you could have installed, and create a direct native iOS connection from your device to that touchscreen. So instead of mounting your phone to a car mount on the top of your dash so that you can use the map application that's in it, which I do a lot, using iOS in the car, which right now a couple of the specs look like it can work over Wi-Fi or work over your data network, which is really important, you would be able to directly connect either through Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or wire, your iOS device to that screen and have native controls built in so that if, for instance, you use the map application, it would take up the entirety of that touchscreen that's already mounted in your dash, instead of using the smaller screen that's on your iPhone.
Okay.
It would have the call and hang up buttons, again, on the screen, for easy access, as opposed to having a secondary button installed. And there are some other implications as well. And I think that that's really interesting because I'm always for having something directly from the manufacturer that talks to their devices in other places. You know, if I have a Samsung Smart TV, I want to make sure that I have a Samsung sound system connected to that so that I have the best possible connection of things talking to each other in the best possible way. Because they're designed from the manufacturer to do that. So I'm very excited about iOS in the car, and I'm hoping that as they talk about, you know, the new iDevices, that they might allude a little bit to iOS in the car. Because frankly, I'm holding off on doing anything audio-wise to my car until the definitive spec and it being available and what it's going to look like. And, you know, if there are certain kits that it will work with or won't work with, that I want to know. They've already signed on a bunch of manufacturer partners, including Ford and a couple of other people, to build stuff natively into some newer model cars starting in 2014, but I definitely am hoping to hear a little bit more about iOS in the car at this event, and I hope that they do that, because
iOS in your car.
You know, whatever the new phone is, because I've had my phone now for 2 years, whatever the new phone is, I'm more than likely going to get it. I'm hoping that it has a bigger screen because I do have screen envy when it comes to some of the Samsung devices. But I don't envy the operating systems that are on those Samsung devices. So unless I can put my iOS on a Samsung device, I just need Apple to make a wider screen on my iPhone. Otherwise, I'm going to try and convert an iPad mini into a phone using my Google number. I really don't want to do that if I don't have to, but I will.
She's threatening you.
Okay, Tim? Tim, I'm sorry, Mr. Cook, can I have your I will do that. Don't make me do that. Don't make me do that.
Do you feel better addressing him now?
I feel a little bit better, yeah, not gonna lie. I mean, not a lot, but I feel a little bit better. I feel like maybe, you know, I've been heard, you know, and I think that my argument is valid. So, okay. You know, there's that. So that's one of kind of the nerdy things that's been on my radar that I will more than likely be streaming the event while I'm at work to keep an eye on things with my credit card at the ready, because you have to keep your credit card at the ready whenever Apple has an
announcement.
Because Lord knows, as soon as the store comes back up, everybody and their cousin's going to be buying that shit. So that's, you know, number one with a bullet on my list. Number two on my list is going to be, there's some interesting things around the corner dropping. You know, we've got Pikmin 3, which is out already, and we should be talking about it next week, because I'm picking it up this week, because I'd get paid first for the Wii U, but we will definitely be talking about Pikmin 3, which came out this past week for the Wii U. But coming up, we've got both Disney Infinity as well as Saints Row 4.
Fuck yes.
Can't wait to talk and play about that one.
I can't wait to digest it.
It's going to be effing sweet. And it's
going to feel like that song that Rockwell sings. It's going to feel like somebody's watching it. And it's going to be me, because I'm going to be playing it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to stalk it. It's going to feel like the IRS is stalking it.
Really?
Yep.
That's a bad feeling.
That scene from Psycho, but not in black and white. You know which scene I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Except, it's not my mother, and I'm not a man. And I'm not going to murder her.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else. Because murdering is bad.
Murdering is, in fact, bad. It's wrong.
It's badong.
Badong. So don't bedo it.
Don't bedo it.
Don't bedo
it. Badon it.
Badon it. Donuts. So, anyway.
We need to stop doing the show when we're hungry.
We really should have snacks before we do the show.
Yeah.
And maybe alcohol. I'm just saying.
Maybe at the next meeting we should discuss
it. We should discuss it at the next team meeting. Make a note to bring it up in the notes.
Yep.
And we can put it to a vote.
Meeting. Vote.
All right. So, Disney Infinity, Saints Row 4, drop it on the 20th. OMG, OMG, OMG. It should be a pretty good week. Because, you know, I've talked about it before, and Infinity really wasn't something that was high up on my radar, but I gotta tell you, I'm really looking forward to it. I think with all the different minigames and all the different properties that are available in the Disney universe, when you think about it, man, oh man, that's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, and I only played Skylanders a little bit.
I wasn't a big Skylanders fan.
I wasn't a huge Skylanders fan, but I think that because I have such an affinity for Disney, growing up with all the different movies and the tales and the books and, you know,
and the
yes,
jungle.
I dressed up as princesses probably for more than 3 or 4 of my Halloween costumes, maybe.
You know. I didn't. I was a pumpkin.
No, you were a princess 1 year.
Probably.
And
I was Jessica Rabbit.
And you were fucking obsessed with Tinkerbell when you were a kid.
No, wasn't that you?
No, that was you.
Oh. Okay.
You could not get enough Tinkerbell.
Until I found out that she was actually really an evil sprite in the original Peter Pan.
Yes.
She got people nearly killed all the time.
I loved Piglet and Elmo.
Yep, you did.
And then as far as Disney characters go, I actually liked Aurora from Sleeping Beauty.
Sorry, I don't think you should like her. She was not very self-actualized, and she slept for most of the movie.
I would think that would be the reason why you like her and identified with her.
No. I honestly, the only reason why I liked Aurora is because at the very end of the movie, her dress changed from blue to pink. Because the fairies were arguing over what color her dress should be. Granted, I think the green fairy should have been like, it should be green, bitches.
I feel like Maleficent got a raw deal in that story.
Someone didn't invite Maleficent to the tea party.
Fuck your baby.
And that's why she was like, curse your baby.
I do. All Maleficent wanted to do was be invited to the party.
Like, you could have even put her way in the back with, like, the dwarves from Snow White, because no one wants to
you
sit
know,
with those
she
dudes.
Wasn't sitting there just, like, laying siege to the land. She was just pissed that you didn't invite her when you had a baby.
You don't invite everybody on Facebook to an event knowing that someone's going to be like, hey, Maleficent, what are you doing on Saturday? And she's like, nothing. It's like, really? Because
no,
king
you
queen
know what happened
the
was they invited everyone, and they were like, oh, Maleficent, what did you get the baby for a present?
And she's like, what baby?
And then, like, oh, my bad.
Well, the king
and the queen, like, oh, I thought they would have invited you, though.
I mean, you're one of those powerful fairies. You think that they want a good gift from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to gift for something wonderful.
Well, anyway, I mean, it's probably not, like, a big deal or anything, but, like, they had a baby, and they invited, I guess.
Like, everybody but you.
Like, some people, I don't think it's going to be a big deal or anything. They probably just forgot. Wait, are you friends with the queen?
Even the peasants are getting hot dogs.
Because, like, the queen wasn't the one who sent out the event invite, but it was one of her, like, are you friends with Lady-in-Waiting number two? Oh, see, that's what it was. Because she's the one who made the event, and she's homegirls with my sister. But anyway, so, like, it's just, like, a small thing. I think they're going to have, like, some cake or whatever.
I mean,
it's not the castle.
It's a very small, intimate
gathering. Yeah, yeah, it's going to, like, I think they're only going to have, like, 15 people or whatever. It's not a big deal.
Like, the grand hall.
I don't even think you need to, like, worry about it.
I think people are going to be, like, waiting outside.
Why don't we go get Froyo instead? You know what? I don't even think I want to go. We should get Froyo's in a mini penny. What do you think?
Oh, man.
And at that point, Maleficent was like... Oh, hell no. And that's what happened. I think Maleficent is one of the most misunderstood villains.
I mean, she wasn't even trying to get all up in Prince Philip's pants.
No, she wasn't. She was just like, you're not getting to her. I said, I'm pissed.
Look,
fuck you.
I'm going to put this giant thicket of really sharp, prickly bushes.
Okay,
when she could have just... I'm going to turn myself into a fucking dragon, too.
Okay, where she could have just killed him. She was like, no, you're not coming in here. I said, this bitch is sleeping. And she throws up the...
I put her down for a nap for 100 years.
And she's going to nap till I say she's done napping, damn it. You people are going to invite me to part... I don't understand why you didn't invite me to shit.
It's not that they could have fixed it, because, you know, everyone falls asleep, because the fairies put the rest of them to sleep to wait. That's what I don't get. So everybody's asleep. Like, everybody got put to sleep in the castle. But Prince Philip is, like, roaming around.
Because Prince Philip wasn't in their castle. He's a prince from another castle. From another land.
But... was he that eight? Yeah, because he was. He was that same... because they met in the woods.
Right.
For that whole I know you song.
Correct.
I'm totally not singing it. Totally not singing it. You're trying so hard by talking about Disney.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, dude. Maleficent got a bum rap.
Like, she could have even turned him super old.
She could have,
like, she could have done so many things to prohibit him from getting to Aurora.
Okay.
Who was sleeping. It's not like she had horrible nightmares.
Look,
she was just asleep.
Okay, you know, she was asleep. Now, granted, her original curse was for her to die.
But that's because I will take sleep over death.
But that's
anytime.
Because her feelings were really hurt. Okay? When she went to sleep, she didn't just stab her while she was in her sleep.
I mean, somebody could have done that, like, day one.
Okay? She put her up in the castle in a nice bed. She didn't even, like, put her in a dungeon changing
the floor
and shit. You know? So, I mean,
she was just... mad.
She was just really hurt.
She just needed to burn off that anger steam. Let this anger sharp swim. Do what they have to do.
You know, I feel like if somebody just took her out for dinner, bought her a nice dessert, and say, "Hey,
I appreciate. Hey, girl.
What's going on?
What?
I feel like so many things would have been solved, but instead,
like, let's just kill her because you know
you killed her.
Let's find a reason." Because it's not like she murdered anybody. Everyone just went to sleep. So it's not like she murdered the entire kingdom.
She didn't kill anybody. They just took a nap.
Everyone just slept.
For
like... and then she got stabbed.
15 years or whatever.
And then Aurora, who's supposed to be like, you know, 16 years old, even though the animation totally makes her look like she's like 24.
But whatever.
And she got kissed without her consent because the bitch is asleep.
That's what... that is supposed to make you feel better.
Who fucking kissed me?
That's supposed to make you feel better about basically being forced kissed. That it was a prince and that woke her up and that's what makes it better. And because
let the man stalk my side of my house, creep into my bedroom, and kiss me while I'm sleeping. let somebody try that. Let him. See what happens. I'm going to marry you now. I'm going to bust you up the side of your face because I don't know who you are. And why are you in my room? I didn't invite you.
So anyway.
Be gone. Just saying.
Aurora is one of the characters that you can have in Disney Infinity. As well as...
because she's so generic.
No, but all the princesses are available. And there are some specialty slates that you can get. that will allow you to get things like Cinderella's pumpkin and beef it up to do races and things like that. And
she's really late. It's almost midnight.
I think that there's a spindle thing for Aurora. I'm not sure. But all the Disney princesses are available.
Oh, God. So what is Snow White's powered? Because it's not like she had a coach or anything.
Well, I think that she races in a modded glass coffin. Because, you know, she was put in a glass coffin in the middle of the woods. I think that that gets modded with some wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure because I don't think that when I did my demo that...
Are they considering Alice from Alice in Wonderland to be a princess in the
You know, I'm not sure if Alice is a princess or not. I think the only place where Alice is a princess is in Kingdom Hearts. But Merida is, from Brave.
She's a princess.
Yeah, she was made a Disney princess. So I'm sure that there are going to be some things that they've added and updated since they started the game, for Merida. But what's really cute is, at least to me, is that it's a universe that can constantly be updated. You know, because it's just adding new features to characters or creating new character pieces that you can swap in and out of your base and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to Disney Infinity. We're working with the Warner and the Disney team right now to try and set up some interviews. So I'll keep you guys in the loop on whether or not we're able to do that. Because I think it's going to be really cool. So be on the lookout for that. We may only be able to get stuff in writing, but we're hoping that we can get somebody on the show within the next couple of weeks.
We'll find out.
So we'll find out really soon, but I'm looking forward to Infinity, but I gotta be honest with you. Like, Saints Row, I just gotta get my hands on it. I just gotta get my hands, like, on it and, like, rub it, like, really inappropriately. I might drool a little bit, I'm not gonna
lie. Like, on it? Or, like, near it?
More, like, near it. I don't think I'll be salivating as I open up
like
the packaging.
Pavlov's Saints Row.
Right, but I think that once I actually take the disc out and, like, I see it loading in my Xbox, because I got the Xbox version, and I did opt for the Collector's Edition because, frankly, I fucking wanted the Wubwub gun.
Womp womp.
And not just in the game, but I actually wanted the replica.
She wants Wubwubs for life.
I actually am Wubs for life. Like, if I could get a
Wub
tattoo...
Life.
Wub life would probably be what I put on my forearm. But anyway...
You're not allowed to get tattoos.
I'm not allowed, so... I would not put
Wub life on my arm.
No, that's because you don't live the Wub life.
That
would be a lie.
Like that cake.
It is a lie.
Ha!
But anyway, got the Collector's Edition for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted all the different weapons. I wanted the mods. I wanted the Wub gun, which I thought was really cool, which is a replica, and that'll be going in my office. Believe you me, as soon as I get that, there will be pictures of that sucker going up. You know, having the additional music is really cool, because I think that there's some neat additions to music in Saints Row 4, but again, we can't wait to play it. Cannot wait. Oh, August 20th, why do you vex me so?
Why?
So that's my stuff that I have. Geek Week was awesome. Thank you, everybody, for the lovely gifts. Because, frankly, I don't know that there's a better gift than a Wolverine Pez dispenser.
Two of them?
Okay. I don't know what... No, let me stop, because that's just going to keep getting
Infinity of them.
Infinity Wolverine Pez dispensers with Infinity Pez.
Oh, my God.
Infinity Pez.
So Pezzed out.
So much Pez. My God, it's full of Pez.
Oh my God, it's Pez!
Now I just really want to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yep, that's what happens when we quote it.
Alright, so I feel like we gotta have a movie night Friday night, Panda. I'll make the popcorn and we'll watch Roger Rabbit.
I don't think I'm busy.
Well, I just made a date with you,
I don't think I'm busy.
Well, now you're busy because I just made a date with you. Don't you fucking blow me off.
I'm not gonna blow you off again.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, bro. Don't blow me off, man.
I won't.
Don't blow me off,
bro. I won't.
Don't be hanging, bro.
I won't.
I make really good popcorn now.
I know you. Well.
Now. Shut up. What do you have for the people? Geek Week. Awesome.
Sadly, I was not a part of Geek Week. I did not get presents, but that's okay, because Cabo was my present for me.
Yeah, you had tequila present.
I had, whoops, this pool is slippery all week. But anyway, in terms of video game news.
Pools are wet. And wet is typically slippery.
No, but okay, guys.
And Panda dropped both her drinks.
I was
in the pool.
I was four tequila shots in first day at the pool bar. That is, and the pool is completely kitted out in tiles, like blue and like sea green and white tiles. And when you're drunk, it's pretty. When you're drunk and you're holding two drinks and someone's like, photo op, your first instinct is to run to wherever the location is. And holds up.
Not when I'm holding drinks. Your drinks always come first. Cups.
And Panda, not realizing just how slippery a tiled pool is, slipped in the pool.
Panda.
Dropped both of her drinks. Let me finish. Dropped both of my drinks in the pool. Kicked my best friend's fiance in his balls. And then came up from the water. Turned to the friend who had the camera, which I did not realize was on video mode. Not camera mode, and profess to say, do not tell my mom. But then, of course, she found out. But yes, pools are wet, therefore slippery. I should have realized that you don't run
Panda.
In pools when you've got drinks.
Panda, you don't run in pools when you have drinks. You don't run when you have drinks. Well, What's the first?
I was in a pool full of liquor and I dived in. And I finally was able to use that effectively. Anyway, video game news-wise, there's my tangent for the show.
It was
the pool story.
Okay.
Not going to tell you about the other stories.
Yeah, tell us about the other stories.
But
the other stories
our great friends over at Bethesda...
Bethesda!
Dropped some news for us. And it won't even really be relevant until September, but I'm telling you this now because I feel like we have a lot of fans of... The Elder Scrolls.
And Elder Scrolls is the shit.
I've talked a lot about Skyrim.
Yep.
I've talked a lot about The Elder Scrolls Online, which is going to be available for us soon, which I got to spend some time at PAX East, about 2 hours or so, 2 hours plus, with it.
Because we love Bethesda.
So when this news came out, I was like, oh my god, I wish I had a gaming PC so that I could get this, because unless they make a Mac version, I can't do this. Or if they don't make, like, a console version, which they have not announced if they're going to do that yet. But coming September 10th for $80 US American.
$80.
Bethesda has announced an Elder Scrolls Anthology, which is all the games.
Wait, all the games?
All the games.
Wait.
Have all the games.
All the games?
All of them. So that means Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind... And the two things that happen in Morrowind, like I think it's Tribunal and Blood Moon, and then Oblivion, and then Skyrim with all their stuff. And you're also going to get 5 physical detailed maps of all the lands that happen in the Elder Scrolls. So, like, if you're, like, a Game of Thrones fan and your room is, like, so Game of Thrones, but you have another room, that room can be your Elder Scrolls room. And you can just kit that shit out in Elder Scrolls stuff. Which I think is awesome.
Wow.
But yes, but it's only for PC right now. And I wish I had a regular, you know, non-cool PC that could play it. You guys could make a Mac version.
I mean...
Like you could. You really could. Please. Like, I'm already worried that The Elder Scrolls Online is going to be PC only. And I'm going to be like, no, I can't be a Khajiit. And I want to be a Khajiit so bad. They're the cat people, by the way, for those who don't know. But, I mean, I didn't even jump into Elder Scrolls until Oblivion. And, I mean, I would love to be able to get my hands on the first 3. Because a lot of people like to talk about Morrowind. Like, I always hear people talk about Morrowind and Oblivion.
Yes.
All the time. Like, oh my god, changed my life. These games. I never hear about Daggerfall or Arena, and I'm not saying that those are not good, but I feel like the way that Resident Evil 4 established Resident Evil, revamped it, Morrowind, did that to the Elder Scrolls. Or Oblivion did that for Elder Scrolls, rather. So keep your eye out for that if you are a Bethesda fan, or you are an Elder Scrolls fan, or both. Or you're me. But obviously, I already am anticipating that. I mean, Bethesda just really, they're intriguing me in so many different facets of my gamer self lately. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't wait for The Evil Within. Like, I actually had a dream because my sister...
Oh, I was gonna... Go ahead. Ninja. No, I stopped. I was gonna, but I stopped.
Ninja was so nice because I couldn't go out to E3 this year. Brought me this cute little kit that Bethesda was giving people, and it had pins from the games that they were, like, showcasing and talking about on the floor. And one of them was from Elder Scrolls, one was from Wolfenstein, and the other one, which I thought was initially from, another game, was for The Evil Within. So I'm like, and I was questioning what the button looks like, because, you know, they haven't really showed what the emblems, or what, like, any of the cover art and stuff's gonna really kind of look like. Like, they're playing around with just the atmosphere, and they haven't really announced or displayed it yet. So I was curious if the button was, like, an emblem that we might see in the game, or what. And, like, that's the first thing on my bag now, is the Evil Within button. Like, even over my Elder Scrolls button, which is on the other side of my bag. So, like I said, the whole anthology. And mind you guys, this is five games. Five PC games for $80. As opposed to if you were buying them all singly on their disc for consoles, you would pay, what, four times that price?
Yup.
For all of those. And that is including the downloadable content stuff. For, I think, from Morrowind to Skyrim. So, you're getting so much for your money in this set, if you're a PC gamer. I do kind of hope that Bethesda is thinking about ways of how to, like, maybe do a Humble Bundle and do something similar.
That would be awesome.
For those of us who don't live the life of a PC gamer. But I'm really excited about this. And I mean, they just keep giving me om-noms that make me go back to Bethesda. Like, I'd like some more. I'm like the tramp from Lady and the Tramp. Tuesdays I go to Tony's, and Tony's is Bethesda. And they're like, hey, we have this. And I'm like, yes, please. And I wag my tail in anticipation because I know Tony's is going to be good. Bethesda's going to be good.
Yeah, Bethesda is.
Bethesda is awesome. Another little thing that I have that I want to talk about a little bit, and I know that this has been done to the ground, but I have started playing Fez on my Xbox. And I don't want to get into the whole, you know, Fez 2 crap anymore because it's already been done.
No, Fez isn't coming. See, there you go.
So, but I mean, I can still go and enjoy Fez 1, which is what I've been doing. And I love everything about it.
Didn't you already say this?
No.
I thought you already said that you
I said I love it, but I didn't get to talk about it. Because I just started playing the last time I was here.
Oh, that's my O alarm.
But needless to say, in this world that looks two-dimensional, it's a platformer, and you are Gomez, this little white guy who kind of reminds me of the little white things from Princess Mononoke.
The spirit thingy?
Yeah, except you don't have one eye that's bigger than the other and you don't make a weird rattling sound. So, like, take those things and then the shape of the head from the Katamari game. So you got, like, that weird oblong, rounded, rectangle head.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the white, ghosty complexion of those four spirits from Princess Mononoke. And that's your dude. And his name's Gomez, so I think he's Spanish. I don't know, he might have Vilago, I don't know. And one day he gets summoned by the elder of their people, and he's like, something awesome is about to happen. Your world is about to expand in a way that you never thought possible. And this Fez comes from the sky and lands on Gomez's head. And then it looks like the game completely breaks, like glitches, and it restarts. So at first I was like, what? What? Did what? And of course I'm like, oh, you got me. Because now when you wake up, instead of not having the Fez on your head, Gomez has it. So I'm like, oh, you're so funny. You scared me. And you realize that the world is really 3D. And you're able to change your perspectives. And changing perspectives could make, oh, I don't know, a window actually be a door to another room. And the whole world that you know it has been shattered into these 32 blocks. And there are squares, so many squares in a certain area, and you have to accumulate them all to make a cube. And then that cube goes into the giant cube, the all 32 pieces. and you have to travel to find them all. And they're not all in the easiest place ever. And I mean, you really have to be thinking about what is showing you, like, what is visible to you then, and what if you shift your perspective, what will be available when you do that. You don't have a fear of death, really, because, I mean, even if you fall off of something, you just regenerate, or your fez falls off, and then you regenerate.
Okay.
So, I mean, you don't have to worry about only having so many lives to get things done. So, okay. I mean, it is really, like, it's probably the best palate cleanser that I've had since Journey, and we all know what I thought about Journey. And if you don't, then you need to go back, like, 100 episodes.
All right, so let's talk about this, right?
Sure.
Because, you know, indie games are one of the things that we really love here at ESH. And not just us, but all of the team members.
I've asked all the indie games to prom, and they're all still like, we're thinking about it.
No, don't say that. Dishwasher said that they would go with us.
Okay.
You weren't with us at E3, but we were on the van from the airport with them. And they said they would totally go to prom with us.
Aw, man.
Yeah.
So I wish I had been there.
You don't
have. I missed out.
You missed out. But here's the thing. Indie games are really important. And I think that a lot of the innovation and creativity that you're going to see on the next-gen platforms is actually going to come from the indies first. I think that you'll see some really innovative gameplay, between motion, now that it's going to be insanely easy for anyone to self-publish on the PS4 as well as the Xbox One. So I'm really interested in seeing what that looks like. But, you know, when we talk about the crop of indie games that we've had that have done really well in, you know, just the last 5 years, when you look at that scene, it's really come a long way, you know, from Super Meat Boy and Fez to, you know, your Braids.
The Binding of Isaac.
You know, Binding of Isaac and, what was the ninja game?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, shit. Damn it! I can't remember it right now. I have it on my Xbox, and it's really good.
Fruit Ninja?
No, not Fruit Ninja. Damn, it'll come back. Anyway, and games like that, and, you know, Dishwasher, and then you look at...
Oh my god, then that stacking game, you remember that stacking game?
Stacking, which was amazing. And then, you know, you look at,
Limbo.
Limbo, and then you've got, you know, Coming Forward now, the, Transistor.
Yep.
You know...
Octodad.
Octodad, which looks fantastic. You know, we got to spend some time with it at PAX East, you know, and now to see that not only is it something that's, you know, going to be released that they were working on, but now it's going to get, you know, a promotional release and have some marketing behind it on the platform. You know, it's really cool to see, one, indies get the respect that they deserve, because these are people that are, you know, sweating blood over these games to get them done and don't have an entire R&D department. Okay.
Research and development.
It's two guys and some pizza and some beer.
It's two guys, eight pizzas, 12 beers, and a Milky Way.
And I'll be kind of bummed if I don't get, like,
I will be upset if I don't even get a bite of the Milky Way.
So for me, looking at, you know, how much you've enjoyed Fez and Journey, which, you know...
Oh, God,
I have never been let down by anything that game company has done.
Absolutely.
Flow is amazing. Flowers, absolutely fantastic. You know, we've never been let down. But I think that outside of Last of Us and Bioshock Infinite and Heavy Rain.
Yes.
Journey is one of the few games that I've played on any console that I've made a deep emotional connection to. Okay, because I will say that my connection that I made to Booker DeWitt and Anna.
Yes.
In Bioshock Infinite is deeper than the connection that I made between the princess and Ico in Ico. And when I first played Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, I thought that they were some of the most engaging stories that I'd ever played. And, you know, then you know, Heavy Rain for me came like out of nowhere.
Yep, and wait for Beyond Two Souls.
And I am waiting for Beyond Two Souls. Okay, thank
and,
you
and Murder
very
Soul
much.
Suspect.
All right,
Square. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you taking yourself in a different direction.
We're so proud of you, Square. You know, so for me, I think, you know, looking at the landscape of what's coming, including indies, is a must. You know, we are working on, you know, getting some more people in to talk about their games and what they're working on the indie side of the world, because it's just really interesting to see people bring their passion forward without necessarily having to have a huge distribution deal, but really just get to work on projects that they love and get to get them out there on the internet, which is really cool, and people playing them, you know, and having Steam and the Greenlight project over at Steam, I think is absolutely amazing. So, Valve, fucking high five to you guys.
But, high five, bro.
You know, I think Fez is one of those games that people who were in the know about it coming and happening and all the drama that went around it, were already fans of it because it was such an underdog.
Yes. And sometimes rooting for the underdog wins. I mean, he even got his own cartoon.
You know, underdog. And I think it's really
easy.
He's
just a happy little shoeshine boy who happened to look like a dog. Like, no one ever thought to ask.
Nope.
Just like with Peabody. Nobody was like, hey.
Why is your dog standing like a human and talking and wearing glasses and smoking a pipe? Just wondering. Just wanted to ask
like
that.
No one thought to ask.
You know, and why does he have a boy, Sherman? Why? Anyway, so moving right along. For me, it's just really cool to see, you know, a game that was an underdog actually make it to market and be really good. It's sad for me to know that Fez 2 is not going to happen.
Nope.
And, you know, I think that it's one of those things of, because you're so close to it, and it's your passion, and it's your baby, that it is almost impossible to separate the personal stuff from the business stuff.
Agreed.
You know, it's one of the things that, you know, when we started doing this show early on, and we started getting, I won't call it hate mail, because no one was like, I hate you guys. But, you know, there were a lot of people who were very negative when we first came out.
Like, oh my god, they curse so much.
We cursed a lot. We're girls. We don't know what we're talking about. We can't possibly be real gamers.
Go to the kitchen and go make me some sandwiches.
A lot of requests for sandwiches. A lot of requests.
By the way, my sandwiches are awesome, and I wouldn't share them with you if you weren't special.
Seriously.
So,
my roast beef sandwich, you don't even know. I'm just saying.
I'm a beast in the kitchen. Yeah, I have tits. It has nothing to do with that. I just like eating.
Yeah.
Good food.
Seriously. That's what it's all about. You know, so I understand that getting hit from all sides with, like, negativity that seems to come out of nowhere can be very difficult to not take personally, especially when it's a project that you've created. It's your baby. It's your IP. You love it within an inch of its life and don't
actually,
think...
Actually, you love it beyond its life.
Probably. You know, and so I can understand Phil Fish being tired of all the drama, right? Because, you know, between Indie Game the Movie and all of, I'm sure, the questions, comments, emails, tweets, Facebook messages that came his way after that.
All the photoshopped pictures of him with barnyard animals.
You know, some things were positive, some things are not positive. Not everyone is a person that should be talking to the public. That's why people have publicists.
Some people are just not people.
And that's okay. All right? Because that fine line between creative genius and, like, asshole, it really and truly is a very, very fine line. And that's why
Sherlock Holmes.
That's why I have no problem with people having publicists and PR teams and not necessarily having control of their own social profiles, but those things have to go through people before,
like,
they come out.
I want people to like my product, but they may not like me as a person. Let me find someone who can make me likable.
Exactly. I have no problem with that. If your tweets are not your own, that's fine, because as we've learned, sometimes some people
should not tweet
or Facebook, or really look at themselves. You know, I think it's one of the things that's got to be very hard when you're a celebrity is to, you know, do the stuff that we would normally do. Like, I think everyone's Googled themselves at least once, right? Just to be like, well, what the hell is out there about me?
Actually, believe it or not, I'm good. Mine only bounces back to my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yes.
Because I'm nowhere else
right
on the internet.
Under your own name. Because you have, like, 12 pen names. So, anyway.
I have, like, 3 pen names.
So, anyway. But I think that if you are a celebrity, it's got to be almost impossible to, you know, enjoy the internet the same way. Because you have to deal with all the haterade, right? Because for everybody that loves you, there's 100 people that want to tear you down. It's just human nature. We are some Schadenfreude motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, I get that Phil Fish was like, you know what? I'm tired of all this noise and haterade and bullshit. All I wanted to do was create my game.
I say tomato, you say tomato.
I say tomato, and you say, fuck you, Fez 2 is dead. And I'm just like, I was just saying tomato. I get the personal attacks and all that kind of stuff just being so much that you just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yes.
I get that. Completely get it.
We've been
there. I don't knock the dude for that at all. Okay? I can't imagine some thousands of people every day messaging us, telling us that our podcasts suck and that we suck for doing it and that it doesn't matter that we've done it for 7 years. We have no talent and we are, like, you know, fake night. Like, it would get to us and I'd be like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I don't have to do this.
Honestly, none of that would bother me. But if someone ever emailed me and told me I'm the bad twist in an M. Night Shyamalan movie, I would cry.
You know, like, I get it. But at the same time, if you stop because of those haters, then they win.
Then they win.
You know, if I stop playing games online with people because people ask me for tit pics, they would win. And I don't want to let the terrorists win.
I don't want the titterists to win.
The titterists.
The titty terrorists to win.
The titty terrorists. The titterists.
The titterists.
I can't. I don't know how to follow that. I was going to go someplace
serious. I really don't think you can.
But then you said titterists, and so I can't.
You can't.
Nope. So anyway, I appeal to the community because we should not basically bully our developers into not developing. Like, to me, that's what it is.
If we do that, then we all lose, because then eventually we're going to run out of games. It's going to be a game famine.
I just feel like,
and then people buy their license plates on certain days will be allowed to get
the video game community as a whole is probably one of the most self-supportive communities that I've ever been a part of. Really and truly.
But we're also
one of the most
to each other.
We're also one of the most divisive communities at times. When we allow ourselves to be that way. You know? So, what I would say to any and everybody out there who is thinking about creating stuff or getting into the industry and things like that, just remember 2 things. You gotta have a tough skin. Because, like I said, for all the people who love what you do and support what it is that you're doing and you're
creating, not everyone is gonna love it.
You're gonna have 100 people who aren't. And they're just gonna come out of nowhere. Because it's easier to pick something that somebody else has created apart than to go out and make your own thing and make it better. Okay? So,
they're all creepers from Minecraft.
Seriously, fuck the haters. Okay? Number 2.
Fuck the haters?
Fuck the haters. Really and truly. Because anybody throwing salt on your game is just trying to keep you from keeping up with what you're doing. Fuck them.
They're throwing salt in your wounds so that no one will see their wounds and throw salt in their wounds.
I wasn't finished. Fuck them in the face with B. Arthur's Decrepit Rancid Dick.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a visual for you.
That is so gross. I nearly just threw up.
There you go. But that's, seriously, like, that's what you get to do. If we stopped doing our podcast as soon as people started throwing haterade on us, we would not have gotten out of year one. We wouldn't have gotten out of month one.
We wouldn't have gotten to next week.
Okay, so, you know what? Screw all that. Last couple of things, because it's time to start doing the business here, because we're creeping up on time. We did not get to go to Otakon this year. Because this would be the show that we would talk about Otakon. And be like, oh, all of the cosplay. Because there was seriously a shit ton of cosplay at Otakon. I had a bunch of friends that went. You know, our homeboy over at Anime Jancestern, Ranma, DJ Rama S, went. You know, because Black Luigi, you can't miss him.
Oh my god!
You know, you did. Well, what's really
jam
cool,
session in the house. We love you.
What's really cool about Otakon being in the Baltimore area is that there are a lot of black people that go to Otakon. No, seriously. You know, it's one of the things that we've talked about before of, you know, whether or not we cosplay. And if we cosplay, do we cosplay only as characters that are black or just characters that we like?
There is a lot of elitists who...
there are a lot of elitists, but we fall in the category of, look, if it's a character that you love, cosplay as them. Doesn't matter if they're white, black, purple, if they're an alien race. Doesn't matter.
If they're
matter.
Skinny, they're tall, they're fat.
Doesn't matter. I mean, be if they're proportionately correct with yourself. Okay? So if you're playing a skinny character, don't get the skinny outfit and, you know, try to be hanging out all over the place. Be proportionally correct. Okay? But be whatever character you want to be.
Be who you want to be.
I knew you were going to say. Ha ha! I win! Damn I win the internet!
I've been fighting it all show.
But there was a lot of cosplay, and what was really cool is that there were like a bunch of black Wonder Women. There was a Lolita tea party, and there were some pictures up from it, and it was like really cool because you had sweet lolis and dark lolis all at the same tables having tea.
Loli.
And lolis were like lolying, and I feel like there's a photo out there someplace that's like, I heard you like Lolitas, so I put some Lolitas up in your tea room, Lolitaing while they were drinking tea. So you could Lolita, you know, Lolita. But it was really cool because you had female Lolitas, you had cross-dressing Lolitas, and it was really cool to see just how many people came dressed that really put a lot of effort into their costumes, their backstories, their makeup, just across the board. It was so cool to see so many people from different walks of life enjoying their cosplay in Baltimore, Maryland, of all places. So big ups to Otakon going down.
Maryland!
If you've got pictures or if you went to Otakon, be sure to share them on our page, facebook.com/landofesh, and tag yourself, tag your friends. Let us know that you were at Otakon. We'll put together a photo album, and we'll share it out all over the place, including our Twitter feeds, because we really want to see what's going down on Otakon. Hopefully, we'll get to go next year. We'll see. But really, all kinds of awesome stuff that happened. And I'm going to start wrapping it up because it's about that time. So make sure that you check out the stuff that we write about on our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. That's where you're going to find our news and our reviews and preview pieces all collected in one place. For our podcast, you will find that at electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. It will take you to our main page. That's where you'll find all of our podcasts. And all their beautiful images that I spend 30 minutes on every week.
Why are you bitching? That's your responsibility.
I'm not bitching.
It sounded like you were bitching.
I put effort into the pictures.
Well, guess what? I put effort into the pictures when I do them, too.
I know, but I was talking about my effort because I don't know what your effort is like. You might
really? Well, you should have
looked at it. You might need 15 minutes.
Well, no. I need time. You know, art doesn't just happen.
Sometimes it does.
Okay, sometimes art just happens.
Sometimes art just happens. But that's where you can find them all. But we aren't the only podcast you should be listening to.
Well, you know, that's true, Panda, because we are not the only thing that makes up the Land of Etch. No, 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 no. We put out our brand new episodes on Monday, but you should check out other shows underneath the ESH banner, which include Boston Bash Brigade, which runs on Tuesday, held down by our homeboy, King Baby Duck. And they are the testosterone to our estrogen. So, yeah, they talk about games, but they also talk about sports and movies and music and indie bands and, like, theater and all kinds of stuff. So you want to make sure you check them out, BostonBassBrigade.com, their podcast, also in iTunes. On Wednesday, you got to check out our homeboy, Deuces Wild, from GeekAgro.com, where Deuces' podcast is about fresh, pumping beats in your ear. Trap music, DMB, EDM, all kinds of stuff.
Wait, Dave Matthews Band?
No, not DMB.
Drum and bass?
DNB. Drum and bass. Not Dave Matthews Band. What's wrong with you?
I was like, what?
No, never the DMB. Blah, barf. But.
You're not bad.
Yeah. Don't make me start taking points. Don't make me start taking points. I will take points. Okay, but definitely check out the Geek Agro podcast, co-hosted by our homeboy. I shouldn't say co-hosted. Should say hosted. What's wrong with me? Hosted by our homeboy, Deuces Wild. Then on Thursday, you got issues.
He's got issues.
Y'all can have issues together. The issues guy holding down the issues program. Call in live. Share your issues. y'all can have fun together.
You don't need a therapist when you have someone else listening to your problem.
Exactly. Share your issues with the issues guys. And then for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated. Like we said, all of our articles written over at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. You can also interact with us on our Facebook page. Ask us questions. Let us know if there's stuff that you want us to look into, specific animes, mangas you want opinions on, all that kind of stuff. Like the different things that we put out on our page, because we surf the web for randomness and share the fun stuff back with you. Facebook.com/Landavesh. You can hit us up on our Twitter page and our Twitter feed. You want to make sure you want to add us to your feed to make sure that you get all the new articles the moment that we put them out on the web. Then you want to follow at ESH News, all one word, all lowercase. If you want all the independent people that make the Landavesh awesome, then go to my page, twitter.com/NinjaSista, and check out the Landavesh list, because everybody who makes up the Landavesh is on that list. So with that said, you know where to get the podcast. You know where to get our articles and our opinion pieces. So I just have to turn to my sister and say, hey, Panda.
Yes?
What shit you digging this week?
Internet.
Just in general, internet. Like having it, being able to use it, being on it. Yeah.
All the prepositional phrases with the internet. And with is a preposition too. What are you digging this week?
I am actually digging, frankly, family. Because I was really lonely when my entire family was
not
out of the country.
Your entire family.
Well, outside of my husband and our dogs, my entire family was out of the country for the week. And I realized I'm nothing without my family. You are the wind beneath my wings. So take me on vacation next time you go.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Cool. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out to next week, guys.
See you guys next week.